It's really tough to truthfully say that this is a unique event and celebration in Sonoma County because we have a lot of them. But this does fall under that category. It's called the Rivertown Revival Festival. It is going on Saturday in Petaluma from 11 in the morning until 8 at night. And right here in studio with us is a board member of the Friends of the Petaluma River, also organizer and founder of the revival, Elizabeth Howland. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning.
It's so nice to be here.
How did you ever even think of the idea behind this festival?
Well, you know, I'm one of the four founders of the festival, and so Kellen Backman and Vanessa Hoswald from Clementine Eco Events and my husband David Yearsley and I got together one day and said, this would just be such a beautiful space to have a music festival.
It's right on the river, basically,
right? On the river. And David was the founder of Friends of the Petaluma River. He passed away about 6 years ago, but he was part of the founding of this festival because he felt that art and music and nature all should come together and that our community should celebrate this unique place we live and this incredible McNair's Peninsula.
Well, tell us how all of those things fit into the revival festival.
Well, the idea of the festival is to come together, community, and our broader community as well, to hear fantastic music, mostly our local Sonoma County artists. We have four stages and bands going, all day from 11 in the morning until 8 p.m. with wonderful, all kinds of music, Americana, some roots music, just great, featuring all these incredible, this talent that we have in our area.
Okay, so you've got the music.
We've got the music. We have $5 weddings. So
$5 weddings.
Yeah, so this is all about celebration, and you can come and celebrate your wedding there. We actually have every year several people that legally get married at the Rivertown Revival. We have other people who come up and say, we're going to renew our vows, and it's a beautiful thing right on the river, and we always say they really get their money's worth.
That's for sure.
And then we have it. This is really a family festival. We have all kinds of activities for kids of all ages, including adult kids. And we have some, you know, crafts and water projects. And so people come along, bring your family. It's a great place. We'll take really good care of them. We have fun activities for grown-ups, too. And this year, Whole Foods and Lagunitas are partnering to have a lounge kind of in down in one of our stage areas.
That's a nice little respite, isn't it?
They will, providing some shade and some couches and some of their delicious products and some big grown-up games, too, like giant Jenga. And and then we have gigantic teeter-totters that one of our teammates, Stephen Lockhart, has made. We have two that will be going all day.
Is this the kind of teeter-totter where you can have more than one person on each end?
No, we only put one on. No,
all right,
but it is huge like that. But for safety, we only do one on each end. But you go up, like, I don't know, over 10 feet in the air. And Stephen has also carved part of the history of Petaluma onto the teeter-totter. So this is truly a celebration.
He must write really, really tiny.
He does.
Because Petaluma has a long and storied history.
It's true, yeah. So it's just going to be a fun day for everybody.
All right, now we have to talk about the costuming because I never heard of the term steampunk before I saw photographs of the Rivertown Revival Festival. And, I didn't really even know what that means. It seems a bit time sensitive in terms of the way that people dress. You describe it for us.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny about that, Pat, is we never said this is a steampunk festival or come in steampunk attire. What we put out to the public was, because we never like to tell anybody what to do at the Rivertown Revival Group, we said, think of yourself in another era, in a river town somewhere in the past. And that first year, hundreds of people showed up in what steampunk attire. And I think what it really captures is that spirit of adventure from another time. The steampunk really reflects back on Jules Verne and the, you know, the goggles and the top hats and the women's corsets. Corsets were a great place to go wear your corset out in public.
Well, who doesn't want to do that, you know?
But we really do say to people, this is your place to wear your own, you know, let your freak flag show, wear the costume of your choice, but think about the past of Rivertown, our history.
It's kind of too bad that the Petaluma River Queen is no longer available.
I know.
Huh? That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it be beautiful to have her out there?
Yeah.
I know.
But it's a great event, and it's an all-day thing. This runs from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday. And I know that in years past, a lot of people have shown up for this event.
That's correct. Again, that first year we sat there and thought, well, I wonder if anybody will come.
Yeah, what
and
if
about 4,500 people showed up. And,
wow.
And now it's grown to over 8,500. We expect on Saturday we'll have somewhere between 8,500 and 10,000 people throughout
fantastic.
The day. They're not all there at once,
right,
so
right.
It never feels crowded. And something I wanted to mention is that it is a fundraiser for Friends of the Petaluma River.
Indeed. Indeed. One of the very most important aspects of it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It funds our programs in the public schools, our watershed classroom program, our river cleanups, and all the work we do. So you not only get to come and have a good time, but contribute to a good cause.
Well, it's going to be a great day tomorrow, or Saturday, I should say, in Petaluma, and the weather should be fantastic for it this weekend, too. So congratulations
out.
In advance on this year's festivities, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much, Pat.
Yeah, we wish you luck. We'll be down there taking photos and things like that over the weekend.
All right.
Is Elizabeth Howland. She is one of the Friends of the Petaluma River and one of the founders of the Rivertown Revival Festival this weekend.